Yeah, the Jimmy Fiddler, Dr. IQ, Mr. Anthony.
Mr. Anthony Lake.
Oh, well, that one started with the announcer saying...
And now we present the John J. Morgan Trouble Clinic. And here he is, the man with the solution to your problem, John J. Morgan.
Good evening.
Our first case, Mr. Morgan, is the case of Mr. F.A. And here is Mr. F.A.
Mr. Morgan, my name...
Please, no names. I have no desire to know you personally. I'm not interested in you. I'm only interested in your problem. You have a problem, I assume.
Yes, Mr. Morgan.
What is your problem?
Well, I formerly worked in a bank. I got $18 a week, and I wasn't happy.
The bank paid you $18 a week, and you weren't happy. What was wrong with you? Were you an introvert?
No, I was a teller.
And why weren't you happy?
Well, on $18 a week, I couldn't go no place. I couldn't do nothing.
Shall we recapitulate?
Yes.
You couldn't go no place.
No.
You couldn't do nothing.
No.
Well, these are the only reasons you were unhappy?
Yes, sir.
Very well, proceed.
One day, I stole $87,000 from the bank and quit my job.
To use a vulgar term, you absconded?
Yes, sir. Today, I'm out all day going to the racetrack. Nights, I'm catching shows, going to nightclubs, drinking champagne out of chorus girl slippers.
And are you happy?
Well, I'm happy while I'm enjoying myself. But when I go home at night...
When you go home at night?
I get to thinking about the $87,000 I stole. My conscience bothers me. And I'm unhappy.
And your problem is?
Should I go on enjoying myself with this tainted money and being unhappy part of the time?
Yes.
Or should I go back to work in the bank and be unhappy all of the time?
Papa, frankly, there is no substitute for honesty.
No, sir.
My advice to you is give up this life of luxury and ease.
Yes, sir.
Go back to that bank tomorrow morning. Put on your alpaca jacket. Step into your cage. Wet your finger. And go to work as though nothing had happened.
Yes, sir. And should I mention the $87,000 I stole?
I beg your pardon?
Should I mention the $87,000 I stole?
Not unless they mention it to you.
That's
it.
Your jokes and your impersonations are great.
Well, then tell me, Fred, why did I lose my sponsor?
Henry, the trouble with you is you.
You mean people don't like me?
If you want to keep this new sponsor, you have got to change your personality. Become a new man.
But how?
Psychiatry.
Psychiatry?
I know a psychiatrist who is open all night. He'll give you... Brand new personality, reasonable.
Where is his office?
Get your hat, Henry, and follow me.
Let's go.
Here we are, Henry. Dr. Hoffenpfeffer, let's go in. Dr. Hoffenpfeffer is talking on the phone.
Nein, believe me, Mr. Jones, it is only a psychosis. You are not a horse. Hello, where you are calling from? Hylia? Please, Mr. Jones, it's impossible. How is the track? Mr. Jones, believe me, you couldn't be... What are the odds? Okay, on the nose, $2, but I don't think you can do it. If you are coming for the couch, money I will have in a minute. One of my patients, a long shot, is running at Hylia.
You remember me, Fred Allen?
Ach, so, Fred Allen, I treat you for split personality.
That's right.
Well, how is it coming along?
The string you put on it is holding it together fine.
Good.
Dr. Hoffenpfeffer, this is my friend, Henry Morgan.
He has a split personality also?
I have no personality.
No, he can't hold a job. Now, doctor, you have got to help him.
I don't like his looks.
Oh, now, cut it out. Wait till you get to know me. You'll hate me.
Without knowing you already, I hate you. Now, please, Mr. Morgan, lie down here on the couch.
All right.
Now, Mr. Morgan, relax, please.
Now, what's that needle, Doc? You going to play the phonograph?
No, I'm giving you an injection. So...
What was that, Doctor? I feel sleepy.
Gosh, Doctor, Henry went right to sleep.
Yeah, I am giving him scalopinis, the truth serum.
Really?
You see, while he is under the influence of the serum, he will reveal his true personality.
You mean while Henry is unconscious, he can talk?
Yeah. Listen, Mr. Morgan. Mr. Morgan.
Yes, Doctor?
Tell me the truth. What happens to you during your average day? Your average day.
My average day. Well, my day starts early when I hear my mother calling.
Henry, breakfast is ready.
What about time? I thought we were having it for lunch.
Now, Henry.
This orange juice tastes like it was squeezed through a stocking.
But, son.
Look at this toast here. If it was any blacker, you could cut it up and make dominoes out of it.
Now, Henry.
All right, who's that breaking down the door?
It's the newsboy. Let him in. I'll get the coffee.
All right, I'm coming.
Here's your paper, Mr. Morgan.
What's the weather here, kid? Let me see. Rain, sleet. Yesterday you bring snow. Why, you little rat? What did you do to this coffee?
Nothing.
Well, next time, try cooking it.
But him.
I had a belt you right in a squash.
Oh, don't hit me on the head again, Henry. I'm getting punchy.
All right, one more left hook won't hurt you.
So...
I'm off the way. God's just like you, falling in front of the door. Now I got to walk uphill to get out.
Doctor, that is really Mr. Morgan's...
Yeah?
Mr. Morgan's average day?
Yeah, he has the manners of a mink.
Well, tell me, did you find out what's wrong with his personality?
It is due to an unfortunate incident in his childhood.
An unfortunate incident?
He was born.
Give him a new personality?
Yeah. While he is still under the influence of Scalopini, I will make Mr. Morgan kind, gentle, and lovable.
Well, if he's lovable Henry, what will his average day be like then?
I'll show you. In the morning, it will start...
Henry!
Coming, Mother!
Breakfast is ready. I accidentally dropped some Dawes in the orange juice.
Oh, Dawes, the orange is wonderful. The orange juice has a head on it.
Burned.
Great, it'll go in the eggs. They're burned, too. But, you know, charcoal sticks to your ribs, I always say.
I'll get the coffee.
Somebody's at the door. I guess it's the newsboy.
Here's your paper, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, thank you, my little man. Thank you. What's the weather forecast?
Hail and sleet.
Oh, there's good news this morning.
You better not go out. You'll get the flu.
Oh, how can I get the flu? I've already got virus X.
Here's your coffee, Henry.
What did you do to the coffee?
I forgot to wash the pot.
Oh, you left the dish rag in it, too. Oh, it's all right. I'll chew it on my way to work.
Amazing, Henry?
Yes, pucker up.
He kissed me. Boom.
Well, I'm off to work. Don't get up, Mother. I'll step over you.
Doctor, the serum is wearing off. Henry's waking up.
Oh, hey, that little nap was just what I needed.
Swell.
Oh, what a wonderful day. Great to be alive. I love everybody.
It worked, Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what worked?
Henry, your new radio show is all set. Your sponsor will be crazy about you. Dr. Heffens, the Hoffenpfeffer here, has given you a new personality.
A new name, too.
Yes.
A new personality. Wonderful.
Instead of Morgan the Rat, you are now Lovable Henry.
Yeah.
I'm Lovable Henry.
And here, Lovable Henry, is the bill. It is $200.
Why, you neurotic quack. I think I'll bet you in a splash. Take this.
Oh!
Henry, you're supposed to be Lovable Henry.
For $200, I'm Morgan the Rat.